I want to thank Andy for asking me to come tonight and kind of share my story. As Teresa said, I'm pretty new. I went through the RCIA process and became a member of the church last Easter. And my son, Willie, came into the church the year before, so we're both new. I was raised Methodist and baptized in Methodist Church in 1965. And I don't really remember a lot about that, being baptized. I just remember it was something I thought I was supposed to do. And I went to Sunday school and church religiously until I got out of high school and got married. And then I basically turned my back on the church. My son, Willie, called me anti-religious, and that was probably a pretty good description. I've always believed in God, but me and organized religion have kind of had our issues in the past. So about 2014 is kind of where this all started. I wasn't in a very good place in my life. I had a dog that was sick, and I was taking her back and forth to the vet. My son had just gone through a horrible divorce, and he was not handling things well. And I was so afraid I was actually going to lose him. My sister had been diagnosed with cancer, and I was helping take her back and forth to some of her treatments and her doctor's appointments, trying to work full-time, falling behind at work, stress and worry and schedules, and I was just kind of all over the place. And all of a sudden, God starts talking to me. It's like, now? He starts calling me back to him. And it was almost like one of those cartoons where you have God sitting on one shoulder and the devil sitting on the other shoulder. And God's saying, you need to come back to me. You need to come back to me. And the devil's over here saying, you tell him that you do not have time for him now. You got too much other stuff on your plate. And he was winning for a while, but God didn't give up on me. He introduced a new person into my life that kind of helped push me in the direction God wanted me to go in. And we have his pastor here tonight, Reverend Kevin. But I got ready to go up, to get up from for go to work one morning, and I couldn't get out of bed. I couldn't stand up straight. I had this horrible pain in my back. I finally got to work, and I called my sister, and I told her, I said, you might have to find somebody else to help you today, because I'm not going to be any good to anybody. And she suggested I go see our chiropractor, Dr. Mark Bennett, and that is his parishioner. And so I did. And I have to say, I've never quite met anybody quite like Dr. Mark, I call him, in my life. He's not only a great chiropractor, but he's a great person, and he is a devout Christian. And he has a love for Jesus Christ that just pours out of him onto everybody he meets. And he talks about his faith and his love for Christ to his patients, because it's kind of an open office that he has. And the first couple times I was there, I just thought that was kind of a little bit weird. But as you keep going in to see Dr. Mark, and you keep going in for these adjustments, he just draws you in. And as I'd listened to him and talked to him, seeds were planted here and here. So I'd had a particularly bad week one week, and I went in to see Mark, and he could tell I wasn't doing very well, and I told him, I said, I don't know how much longer I can keep everything going. And he asked me if he could pray with me. I said, yeah, I need all the help I can get. So took me back in his little office, and he took me by the hands, and he started to pray with me. And I don't even remember what he prayed, but it was just like this huge weight was lifted off of me, and this release, and I cried. I cried all the way home. When I got home, I sat down and I said, all right, Lord, I give. I give. Show me what you want me to do. And that day, things started changing for me. Everything in my life that had been going on was still going on, but something was different. It was me. I was different. I wasn't alone anymore. God was with me. So now I have a new problem. Where do I go to church? Where do I go to worship? And I went to a local church for probably about 6 months. It was a non-denominational church. I just never felt comfortable there. The people were nice. I just did not feel comfortable there. So my son Willie was, I think, at that time in RCIA, getting ready to come be baptized and come into the church the next Easter. And it was Christmas time. And he said, why don't you go to Christmas Eve Mass with me? I went, okay. He said, and I remember him saying, now don't freak out. We do a lot of standing up and sitting down and standing up and sitting down and kneeling, but he said, you'll be okay. So I went. The first time I walked into the building, I could feel God's presence and his love so strong there for me. And after Mass, I got to meet all these wonderful people, Andy and the people that were in our CIA team with Willie, that showed such love and care for Willie that as his mom, that really meant a lot to me. So Easter time comes, and it's time for Willie to be baptized and to enter the church. And my sister, I only have one sister. She's the one that was diagnosed with cancer. She wanted to go to the service. And we knew it was a long service, and we were kind of worried that she wouldn't be able to get through it, but she wanted to go so bad. So we made arrangements for to go, and took pillows for her to sit on, and she got dressed and put her wig on. But this time, her cancer had advanced, and they'd stopped her treatments, and she was not in very good shape, but she did go. And as Andy was baptizing Willie, she broke out into tears. It's the first time I saw her break down since she'd been diagnosed. And I realized, after I thought about it, that at the same time Willie was being baptized into a new life with Christ, God was reaching down and drawing my sister back to him. And she talked about that service a lot after that, and how it affected her, and how wonderful it made her feel. And I think had she lived, I think she would have started the RCIA process with me. I think she would have joined the church with me. But that wasn't to be. She passed away about 6 weeks later. And I was just so thankful she got to come to that service. And that service there, I think, was when I knew I wanted to be a part of this community. I was where I belonged. I was home. So I started the RCIA process in the fall, and it was a wonderful experience for me. And each step in that process just moved me closer to the realization that I knew I was making the right decision in joining the church. And after each step, or each rite we went to, Andy would have us come back the next week and unpack the experience. And he would ask us, how did it make you feel? How was it for you? And so we would talk about that. And our group got really close. But when you're talking about your faith and your lives, you learn about each other's ups and downs and struggles and joys. So at the same time, we're learning about the church. And I think strengthening our relationship with God, strengthening our faith. And for me, it was learning to trust that faith. And we all had such different stories, different journeys, but we were all trying to get to the same place. I did some healing while I was going through the RCAI process too. My father, my dad, and I never had a very good relationship, even from the time I was young. And I'd carried some hurt and pain around with me for a lot of years. And I talked to Andy about that. And we had another one of those wow prayers together about that. And we could both feel that tension and that worry leave me. And I knew I was going to be okay. And the group prayed with me about it. And that let me open up my heart and give that pain to God. And he's replaced that with a joy and a happiness that I'd looked for a long time. And Father Patsy came down and led the prayer of memories with us. And I thought that that would help me with more healing with my dad, but it took me in a totally different direction. When he got to the part about our fathers, I actually smiled because I thought that pain's not there anymore. But when he got to the part about our brothers and our sisters, I realized that I was a little bit PO'd at my sister for dying on me. She was my best friend. We were really close. And that prayer of memories really helped me a lot that night. It really did. Also, during our CIA process, I started having quiet time with the Lord every morning. A friend of mine gave me a daily devotion book, so I have a daily devotion book. I read the scriptures every morning, and I have quiet time, and God and I talk. That's the last thing I do every morning before I go out the door. And it's helped me so much to deal with all that crap that you have to deal with, you know, every day, especially at work. I have a pretty stressful job. It shouldn't be, but it is. And this has helped me tremendously. The rite of election that we went to in Wheeling had a big impact on me. That's when I started realizing that I was going to be part of something bigger than just Kingwood, St. Sebastian, Preston County. There were 279 of us there that day, all putting our names in the books to become members of the Catholic Church. So the bishop told us later that there were three of those services in West Virginia. So I've got West Virginia and the United States and the whole world. And I have this image of God with his arms just outstretched so wide, just gathering us in one big hug. And he loves us and he cares for us and he comforts us when we need it. So next comes Easter, Holy Week, the Easter Triduum. Such a wide range of emotions and feelings. And to be honest, I was wore out by the time the week was over. And Willie was my son Willie was my sponsor. And when I was confirmed, of course he was standing at my right, and Andy and our sister Priscilla had laid their hands on me and the whole congregation had extended their hands over us. The Holy Spirit came down and just hit me in the head and sent a buzz in me from my head to my toe. I thought my heart was going to burst. But then when I had my first communion, it was totally different. It was a feeling of calm and peace and a newness. And I feel that every time I have communion now. It's a time of renewal and a fresh, clean start every time I receive communion. So now I'm in. I'm a member of the church. Yeah. So now what do I do? You you know, what can I give back? How can I serve? How can I serve my father? I work with a small group of mostly truck drivers who've noticed this a change in me, and we've kind of talked about this change in me. They've even changed their attitude a little bit and toned down their language a little bit around me. And they've also asked me, come to me and asked me to pray for them or a family member. And that makes me feel really good. So maybe I'm becoming a light for them. I joined our Ladies Aid Society, our Ladies Altar Society, and they give a lot of support to the church. One of the most important things they do, though, I think, is they provide a meal for our families that have lost loved ones to come back to after the funeral. And it's a place for them to go and sit and eat and talk and visit and probably reminisce and about the good times and even maybe start to heal. And it's such a kind thing, I think, that they do. I remember when my mom passed away, like I said, it was only me and my sister, and we had decided not to have any kind of a meal because we did not have, none of us had like a home church that could do that for us. But we had some extended family members that kind of convinced us that we really needed to do a meal. So we got this meal together, and the extended family members decided there'd be about 35 there. So we got this meal together. 15 people showed up, ate, and left. And it left my sister and I to clean up, figure out what we're going to do with all of this food. It was horrible. And after we just buried our mom, it was a horrendous day. And I remember my sister saying, this is why we did not want to do this. But it would have been so nice. That's what I said. It's such a nice thing that our ladies do for these families. Andy asked me to be part of the RCIA team last fall, kind of a fresh face to the bunch. And that was a really different experience for me than when I went through it when I was coming into the church. I hope that I helped this new group have as good an experience as I did. And I hope I helped them to grow, because I know as I was watching them grow, I was growing too. We needed Eucharistic ministers at the church, and I went and did the formation to be Eucharistic minister, and I got to serve for the first time, I think it was 2 weeks ago. And my friend Mary, after Mass, said, okay, I'm going to pull an Andy and ask, how was the experience? And I told her, it was another layer of that commitment. So as I get older now, I sometimes wonder what's going to be next. I have Alzheimer's and cancer both in our family. And I wonder, will I get cancer like my sister and my dad? Or will there come a day when I don't recognize my son? I don't know. But I do know that in my heart that God's going to be there with me. And I don't have to worry. I'll be okay. And I hope that I can express that to my son so that he won't worry about me if that time comes. And I found a scripture kind of about that I found so comforting, and I wanted to read it. And it's from 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 16 through 18 and chapter 5 verse 1. It says, therefore we are not discouraged. Rather, although our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to what is seen, but to what is unseen. For what is seen is transitory, but what is unseen is eternal. For we know that if our earthly dwelling, a tent, should be destroyed, we have a building from God, a dwelling not made with hands, eternal in heaven. So, here I am, talking to you all. I think I've experienced that term metanoia. That is one that I remember. That 180-degree turn from being anti-religious to where I am now. And it still amazes me what God's done for me. I'm new to all this. I still don't know all the proper words and the proper terms. I don't know all the formal prayers, but I think that's okay. I've got plenty of time to learn. And I'm a work in progress, and I have a long way to go. So I thank God every day for this journey He's put me on. And I ask Him every day to help me be that light to somebody, to live that life that Jesus wants me to live, to be kind, and to show me new ways to serve Him. And I can't wait to see where He takes me next, because I don't think He's done with me yet.